Good morning and welcome to St. Luke's Church. Thank you for gathering with us today to make Eucharist.
As you are able, please stand and join us in singing hymn number 225, as found in your blue hymnal or the bulletin.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be
your kingdom, now and forever. Amen. There is one body and one spirit.
There is one Lord, God, all
of us. One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought out of me by a spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them, There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' Thus says the Lord God to these bones, 'I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together. Bone to its bone, I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." The word of the Lord. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at the sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native tongue language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with the new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Let us attend to the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
The reading from Ezekiel is a dramatic story, and it's fun to imagine that story in our minds, to think about what we're being told there, and the image of God taking Ezekiel to a valley, and then walking around the edge of the valley between the hills and looking into the valley that is a desert valley that's dry. And it's full of dry, lifeless bones. So many that they fill the valley and they have to go all the way around it to see and get a sense of those dry and lifeless bones. And God asks Ezekiel, "Can they live? Can these bones live?" And he says, correctly, right? "You're the one who knows, God, not me." And God says to him to prophesy, tells him to prophesy. And God says, "Prophesy to the bones that I'll put the breath of life in them. I will. I'll put sinews on them and flesh and muscles, and I will bring them to life. And so you prophesy that to these bones." And so right there, there's an affirmation to Ezekiel. "You're my prophet. I'm telling you to prophesy to these bones. I'm telling Israel, prophets still speak for me." And he tells him to prophesy, and so Ezekiel does. He begins to prophesy, and the bones start coming together, and there's a great noise as the bones clink and clatter as they come together and rise up, and sinews begin to form, and muscles and flesh, and all of this is such an amazing sight that I can imagine Ezekiel standing there with his, you know, mouth hanging open, just watching what's happening. So blown away by what he's seeing that he forgets the rest of the prophecy. Because God told him, prophesy about the flesh, yes, and the bones coming together, yes, and the sinews, yes. But God also told him to prophesy about the breath. But he's so blown away by what he's seeing that he forgets that. And so God has to say to him, prophesy, prophesy, tell them about the breath. And you can imagine Ezekiel getting all excited and speaking very fast about the spirit, the breath of God, the ruach in Hebrew, which means breath and wind and spirit all at once. And he prophesies about the ruach of God, and the breath of life comes into these creatures as they stand and live. And as dramatic as all of that is, the most amazing part is the next part, when God interprets this prophetic event. When God says, "These bones are the whole house of Israel. The whole house of Israel. Ezekiel is a prophet living in the exile. He and his people are living in Babylon. They're living in exile. They feel cut off. They feel dry and lifeless and dead and left alone to die. And God says, no, that's not true. God says, you can be as dead as dry, cracked bones in the desert, and I can still raise you up. It's a powerful, powerful image. And it's an image that plays off the creation story, right? Remember, in the creation story, God gets down in the mud and makes the human being. So much is this idea of God playing in the mud important that even the name Adam is a play off the word for ground. So the Bible says God made Ha-Adam mean Adama. Ha-Adam, the Adam, from Adama, the ground. It's a near palindrome and a play on words. You could say God made the groundling from the ground. The story emphasizes God's getting into the mud and making the human being. And so here we have dry, cracked bones in a desert valley that are just exactly the opposite of wet, sticky mud. A beautiful, beautiful image, right? A challenge. You can't be so dry that I can't remake you, says God. You can't be so dead, says God, that I can't remake you. God breathes the breath of life into the groundling when he makes them in Genesis from the mud. And the Spirit of God, the breath of God, the wind of God comes into these people in the valley that God raises up. It's a creation image. It's a promise that God doesn't stop creating, and a promise that we can't be so dry, so lifeless, so dead, so in need of revivification and renewal that the Ruach of God can't blow into us and raise us up. It's a powerful, powerful image. And one that we often need to hear, that we can't be so dead, so lost, that God can't and won't raise us up again. A powerful image. The John Gospel reading that we heard today, Jesus comes and he says, receive the Holy Spirit. I'm sending you out. I'm sending you as the Father sent me. Receive the Holy Spirit. And the favorite word in the Gospel of John for Holy Spirit is paraclete. Such a hard word to translate that some English translators just put the Greek word in the English text and say paraclete. That's why we've all heard the word. We've heard it read, right? Because the translators don't know what to do with it. So they leave it to the preachers. Right? But the word, it's made up of two parts. Para is to come alongside, to be with, to be beside, to join. And kletos is to call. And so the word paraclete means the one who's called alongside. Like, come over here and stand beside me. Or go stand beside them. Go be with them. It's a beautiful image. Jesus is sending his disciples out the way the Father sent him to be for the world. And they're not sent alone. They're sent with the Holy Spirit, who guides them into all truth. Not by leading the way and telling them to march behind me. Not by giving them orders and saying, go over here, go over there. But by walking with them. By being the one who companions, who accompanies, who walks a long sigh. Another powerful, powerful image of the enrolling love of God that gets us doing things we didn't expect, like coming to life again, like being sent forth. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. It's powerful work. Finally, the Acts reading, a different, more dramatic telling of Pentecost's story, a beautiful text in which the Holy Spirit's arrival overcomes all differences. We are captured right now by our differences. We are disempowered by our differences in society and culture. We are caught up by how we don't know how to deal with all the differences in the world. The world is getting smaller, and every one of us is encountering more and more often people who are completely different from us. Physically different, attitudinally different, thought pattern different, language different, people who are different than us, and we don't know what to do with it. And the forces of evil in our world turn that into an occasion for ridicule, for violence. A young girl can't want to date me, can't not want to date me without me being violent. How dare she want someone different from me? I'll get a gun and shoot. That's what happened in Texas this week. Because we don't deal well with our differences. But here comes the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost into Jerusalem on a major festival, a festival about bringing the first fruits of creation into Jerusalem. And there's all kinds of people in town from all over the world. And the Holy Spirit comes, and the Holy Spirit does not erase their differences. The Holy Spirit does not erase their differences, but makes it possible for everyone to hear in their own language. Because the person to depend on to open our hearts to people different from us is the Holy Spirit. And I think it's funny because what happens is when people start to overcome differences, the forces of evil make people get sarcastic and cynical. They're drunk. That's what's going on. They're drunk. Peter has to include comment about that in his sermon, which means more than one person said it. Right? Many, many years ago, I was called to Grace Church in Oak Park after a very bad, difficult time that they had had. And I was part of a clergy team. There were three priests brought in to help work with this parish. One of them just recently died, the Reverend Canon Albert Mensa, my dear brother in Christ. Albert was a big, imposing man from Ghana, West Africa. And Albert understood that the Spirit made everyone his brother and sister. And so I'm standing one morning at the gas station in line to pay for my gas. And I hear this voice, "My brother!" And suddenly, my friend Albert has wrapped me in the most huge bear hug ever. Okay? And this caused some appreciative chuckles in the other patrons in the gas station and a few suspicious stares. What's going on? But Albert understood. He understood about welcoming people in the Spirit. He understood about the Spirit overcoming differences. And he was a force for good in all of Chicagoland. They made him an honorary canon of the cathedral in Ghana at, I forget the name of the city, it was really long. But they made him that honorary canon of that cathedral because everyone in Ghana told family who were coming to the United States, if you get in trouble, find Father Mensa in Chicago, and he will help you. That's somebody who knows about the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit says, you can't be dry and dead enough for God not to raise you. The Holy Spirit says, you don't go on your journey alone. I walk alongside you. The Holy Spirit says, you don't get isolated or cut off because I overcome the differences between people and lead you into that truth. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit that we remember today. That's the Holy Spirit that we celebrate today. The Holy Spirit leads us to renew our baptismal vows today because those baptismal vows are the discipline of life that we live because of the Holy Spirit. We live the life that we live, the Christian life that we live. We go the way we go because we know that's where the Holy Spirit is leading us. Leading us by walking alongside us. That's the importance of Pentecost. That's the importance of this day. Yes, I love it when we wear red, and I love it when we have red balloons, and y'all know I love to sprinkle you. But the reason that I love those things is because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Our ancestors, and we'll talk more about this next week, but our ancestors understood that Jesus loved the Father. They heard him talk about the Father and the Father's love. They understood that the Father loved them. As they thought about that love and experienced that love in their lives, even after Jesus ascended into heaven, they realized that that love was there with them and alongside them. And they realized that that love wasn't just an emotion. They realized that love wasn't just a power or wasn't just a force. They realized that love was a person too. God the Holy Spirit. And reflecting on that is how we came to our doctrine of the Holy Trinity. Because God's love is a person and personal and involved and companioning and revivifying and overcomes our differences. That's the Holy Spirit. And that's the gift we celebrate today.
You are able, please stand.
Through the Paschal mystery, dear friends, we are buried with Christ by baptism into his death and raised with him to newness of life. I call upon you, therefore, in the power of the Spirit, to renew the solemn promises and vows of holy baptism, by which we once renounced Satan and all his works, and promised to serve God faithfully in his holy Catholic Church. Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin.
He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, of God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil and, whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, of God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, of God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help. May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sins, keep us in eternal life by his grace, in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Children of all ages, come help me fill the font. That's right.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who hear are cleansed from sin and born again, may continue in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. All right, ready?
Thank you.
I know why y'all are following me. I know. I'm out of water. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Okay, friends. Okay, dear friends, just a reminder that it is also our UTO Sunday. And if you have your blue box and you haven't put it in the basket in the back yet, now's a good time to do that because we'll be bringing those up with our offering plates. So if you've brought your UTO box and haven't turned it in yet, please be aware that that's what we're going to do. And we'll have a prayer then in lieu of our offertory sentence.
Thank you.
At the 8 o'clock service and at this service, I've been very touched by these boxes and the thought of all the coins in the boxes representing a moment of thanksgiving for all of you. And it really is a lively symbol of the deep and profound ways that God blesses our lives. Let us pray. Gracious God, source of all creation, all love, all true joy, accept, we pray, these outward signs of our profound and continuing thankfulness for all of life. Bless those who will benefit from these gifts through the outreach of the United Thank Offering, and keep each of us ever thankful for all the blessings of joy and challenge that come our way, through Him who is the greatest gift and blessing of all, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in fulfillment of His true promise. The Holy Spirit came down on this day from heaven, lighting upon the disciples, to teach them and to lead them into all truth, uniting peoples of many tongues in the confession of one faith, and giving to your church the power to serve you as a royal priesthood and to preach the gospel to all nations. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. As supper was ending, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me."
Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with Blessed Mary, the God-bearer, and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
As our Savior Christ has taught us, we now pray.
Our Father, heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. The disciples. the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Art and Linda, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in this holy communion. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread and one cup.
Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, and renewed,
that we may proclaim your love to the world
and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen.
Please be seated.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for being here. And as you know, festival blessings require the loudest possible amens. May Almighty God, who enlightened the minds of the disciples by pouring out upon them the Holy Spirit, make you rich with his blessing, that you may abound more and more in that Spirit forever.
Amen.
May God, who sent the Holy Spirit as a flame of fire that rested upon the heads of the disciples, burn out all evil from your hearts and make them shine with the pure light of his presence.
Amen.
May God, who by the Holy Spirit caused those of many tongues to proclaim Jesus as Lord, strengthen your faith and send you out to bear witness to him in word and deed.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us forever.
Amen.
Thank you. us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Take a balloon home.